Are you ready for a change? Be it physical, mental, or emotional change, you've already got what it takes to make that happen. Your host for the upcoming program, the Matt Newton Power Hour, has trained in martial arts over the course of several decades. Time and time again, his training methods have saved or extended the careers of dozens of NFL, NBA, and Major League Baseball stars. Matt Newton has authored two highly acclaimed books, A Path to Power and The D Factor. The Matt Newton Power Hour starts now. Here's Matt.
Let's do a live radio broadcast. Welcome to the Power Hour. It's another show. Make sure you've got yourself strapped in, tied down securely. We may have a bumpy ride. Hey, gang, welcome to February 16th. Actually, it's the 16th, isn't it? February 16th. Are you kidding me? Another beautiful day in downtown Phoenix, Arizona. Hey, Lisa, what does it look like outside, darling? A little cloudy out there today, isn't it? It's a little bit cloudy. Hey, are you guys looking at us on YouTube and seeing how we film, how we do the Power Hour? Because we're live. And you can actually log on and either listen to the Power Hour about every other week or see us, the whole show, see how we do it. You know, it seems like lately, it takes 2 weeks for us to get our fill of any of our musical guest hosts. You know?
I think, you know, I had to request more Jonathan Butler. Yeah. I love it.
Well, all you had to do was request it, and it was done, you know?
Exactly.
Hey, gang, I'm Mac Newton. The Fabulous Natasha is right there. Say hello.
Hello, everybody.
Yeah. How you feel, darling?
I feel fabulous.
Do you like Jonathan Butler's music?
I love Jonathan Butler.
Yeah. He's a nice guy, too. He's a really nice guy. And his guitar is very unique. His playing is, as soon as you hear a note or two, you know, that's JB. And, of course, Snuggy Bear, the owner of more Snuggies than anyone else in the state. You know,
just the one.
Just the one? That's all you got?
You know, it's so warm, I don't need another.
Magic Man in the house. Give it up to the Magic Man. Welcome back. Hey, gang, great show today. I'm glad you tuned in because you did have a choice. It's fun. I'm psyched. We got a call-in guest, Dr. Randall Whitmire, one of the top chiropractors in the Southwest. A guy who is innovative and knows a lot about making you feel good. Dr. Randall Whitmire will be our guest on our show today. Our early segment, I'm going to talk about the benefits of becoming a hard worker. And our main topic, I'm going to give you 7 steps to a balanced, how to have a balanced mental, emotional, spiritual life. You don't want to miss that, okay? But you know, we want to talk a little bit more about Jonathan Butler. One of the things this fits in right with our topic of having a balanced life. You see, Jonathan Butler, in addition to being a very evolved musician, very developed, amazingly creative, is in touch with his spiritual side. He sets spiritual, and by that I mean intangible goals for inner growth. I mean feeling connection to the Creator, you know, his higher being, and it puts him in touch with everyone and everything around him. He's a very grounded individual. And I'm very impressed by his performances, his courage and commitment, to the freedom as he fought apartheid in South Africa, and freedom for all artists in that part of the world. And now, as he unites himself with artists from different genres, and he goes on tour, his tour performances are legendary. It's amazing. If you see Jonathan Butler in your area, make sure you go check him out. Check that out. Turn it up a little bit there, Magic Man, so we'll get a little bit more of that. I think we waited too long. Well, more coming on Jonathan Butler later in the show. All right, but first, as we always do, shout outs now. It's time for our shout outs. Yeah. Andy over there in Spain. Al down in South FLA, in Mexico. Alfredo. Alfredo was in the house today.
Really?
Yeah, from Mexico.
Wow.
Yeah, we had several from Blair Springer's group. We're going to be on the telephone next week. In fact, I've got some information around here on that. Lisa, make sure I have that, okay, so we can give it to our listeners, and maybe they can dial up and log on with Blair Singer and I as we do a special two-day workshop on goal setting, okay, that you can be part of. All right, next week. But anyway, in town, in Blair's group was Alfredo, Kurt from England, you know, and several others from all around the world, a large contingent from China. In fact, they didn't even speak English. They had an interpreter with them. So, you know, it's great. It was just fabulous. The intensity was just amazing. Lisa, you were in there for that, weren't you?
Yes, I was.
That was terrific. It was awesome. It was just awesome. And of course, a shout out to Larry and Kimmy right here in the Valley. Veronica out there in the Philippines. What up? All right. Peter and the Bevzilla. Peter said, you almost got Natasha to sing. If I'd only known she was that close, we're going to get her to do it real soon.
I'll sing happy birthday for you.
For me? Well, that's
yes.
Several months off.
In a couple months.
In a couple
right?
months, yeah. Yeah, okay. Yes, happy. I'm going to hold you to that. You know I will not forget.
Okay. You got to do.
You know I will not forget that, okay? DZ up in Michigan. Barry and the boys. Barry and Jeff up there in Chicago. And, of course, Nick, Kent, thanks for the email. And Tom out in Denver. My entire extended family out there, gang. Yes. All right. Okay, gang, shout out to Gunn. It is now 7 minutes past the hour and time for our update. Okay? Update. I do my own sound effects these days. Crazy.
It works.
It does work. It works kind of, sort of. Time for our update. Just an update for you guys. Our self-defense class scheduled for Saturday, February 26th, still on. Just a few spaces left, though. I think we're up to about 16 spaces, a limit of 20. Online workouts, back online with some specific changes. We have made it possible. We still have the daily. You can still work out one day at a time. But now here's the unique thing. You can join for 1 month, take out a monthly membership for our online workouts for $100. And for that, you get unlimited access to all the workouts as many days a week as you need. That's awesome.
That
is awesome. That's like joining a regular health club. It is just amazing. It's incredible. I love it. Yeah. So, and of course, we do have new pricing. Our dailies have been reduced to $9.95. We're taking off and we're doing well, but I wanted to make it just a little bit more accessible. So $9.95, which makes the price of $100 really, really a bargain. So now you can, I mean, if you really project it out, if you work out four or five times a week, your per class price, about $4.75. You can't even go to a movie for that. I mean, you can't even rent a movie for that, can you? At least not have anything left over for popcorn.
Definitely not for less than $20, it seems.
Exactly. But now you can work out with the Mac Daddy in my gym. So log on, MacNewton.com, check it out so you don't miss it. It's awesome. Okay? All right, right now, it is now 9 minutes past the hour, gang. Beautiful downtown, a day in downtown Phoenix, Arizona, USA. Temperature today, somewhere around 70. Is it raining out there yet, Natasha?
Not yet.
It looks like it's going
any minute.
Any minute. Looks like we got it's a little cloudy, a little overcast, but still nice. About 70 degrees, maybe a little higher, maybe 75. No rain yet, but they're saying we're definitely going to get some over the weekend. So that means probably not. So anyway, that means probably not. Let's get on with my early segment. We got just a moment here. I'm going to get an early start on it because we've got so much stuff going on. I really want to have some time for my special guest with Dr. Randall Widmeyer. So let me get into my early segment a little bit earlier. Okay. And just a reminder too, gang, log on to YouTube and you'll get a chance to see little segments of our show, just segments, and then go online and right on the Power Hour icon, you can click to listen to it, or you can click to watch a show. And we'll change shows. Won't have every show up, but we'll have a show up every week, okay? So that you can not only listen, but watch, okay? And get a chance to watch the fabulous Natasha. And that's worth the price of admission all by itself.
Oh, thank you. That's so sweet.
So how was your Valentine's Day, Natasha?
Oh, my Valentine's Day was fabulous.
Was it?
It was great.
Was Valentine, I know you say Santa Claus at Christmas. Was Santa Claus good to you? Was Saint Valentine good to you?
Cupid.
Is that what it is?
Cupid.
Did Cupid shoot you with his arrow?
Oh, he did.
Did he? Drop off a present?
Oh, yes. Nice.
Whoa.
Very nice. Wow. Roses, too.
Roses,
beautiful.
Too.
Smell good.
Ooh.
Still smell good. Happy Valentine's Day, everybody.
Well, you know, I think that's more of a thing for ladies, because sometimes guys say, oh, I don't believe in Valentine's Day. It's not a real holiday anyway. And you know what? They're right. I'm there with you. It's not a real holiday. You may not believe in it, but guess what? Your lady does. And if she does,
you'll find out it's a real
exactly.
holiday.
Yeah, you'll find out. And if you don't act like you know what it is, you're going to find out how cold it gets in your garage at night, because that's where you'll be sleeping. You'd better get on the beam. And you know what? You can say, oh, you know, buy her a couple of roses and a card. Okay, you know what? That maybe got you over 5 years ago. Now you need something sparkly. I'm telling you right now. You know, oh, I'm gonna take her out to dinner. You know, but that's like gone today. You need something that's gonna remind her of you every day, of the year. Okay, till next Valentine's Day. You need something sparkly. You need something that she can slip on her wrist. You know, put around her finger, put around the neck.
Oh, I love that. Great advice.
I'm just telling you. I'm just saying. You can ignore me if you want to and run the risk of sleeping in the garage for a while. Okay, I'm just, it doesn't have to be really expensive stuff. See, guys with a little imagination, for, you know, $150, $200, man, you can get some really, really nice stuff. You can get some really nice stuff. Yeah, you can. No doubt about it. I thought I was going to get to my early segment before the break. I guess that was an early segment of a sort, kind of, you know, getting the guy. And you know what? If you blew it, if you missed out on Valentine's Day, you know, and your wife said, oh, it's okay. It's okay. It's all right. Don't believe her.
That means it's not okay.
Yeah, that's what it means. That means it's not okay. That's what that means. But I'm going to tell you what you need to do. All right, it's 14 minutes past hour. Before we go to break, I'm going to tell you what you need to do to get over. One of the best ways of giving a gift is one that is totally unexpected. I call them JBs. Just because. All right? Just because. Now that you've blown it and you missed Valentine's Day, or you came, or you went really small with maybe just a card and one you picked up at 7-Eleven anyway on the way home with some of those prepackaged flowers that say, I forgot, and will you take this? No. You're in trouble, and she's going to get you back for that, okay? Yeah, she's going to get you back for that one. All right. trust me. So here's what you do. That's what you do. Now that you have blown that, I want you to consider, and you can even ask her. You can just flat out ask her. Okay, what if you were in my position? What would you have given you for Valentine's Day? And just like it's a conversation, and be listening for the answer. And then when she tells you, you go and get that. You go and get that. Yeah, you go and get that. But don't let
job.
Her know. Yeah, don't let her know that you're going to do it. And then you'll bring it in and put it someplace where she can find it. Or better yet, put a note someplace. Like, go check your bedroom closet. And in the bedroom closet, there's another note that says, check the back seat of your car. And you go to the, and then there's another note, but it's inside of a box that says, check your bathroom, and there it sits. Whatever it was she'd get now, and whatever she said, it's now you've also got some really nice roses, maybe 2 dozen, mixed white and red. There, you're over now. You are back in. You have recovered from this disaster of Valentine's Day, which you missed. Okay, there you go, fellas.
Very creative.
The Mac Daddy has come to your aid again. 15 minutes past the hour. Okay. Some are saying, you are crazy. Yeah, but I ain't in the garage sleeping. All right, gang, you guys stay right where you are. We're listening to Jonathan Butler in the background. I'm Mac Newton. This is the Power Hour. Great show on tap for you guys today. You stay right where you are. Fabulous Natasha over there got lots to say. And, of course, the magic man making it all happen. Coming up right after the break, an interview with one of the innovators of our time in the field of chiropractic, Dr. Randall Whitmire. We will be right back. Hey, gang, welcome back. I'm Mac Newton. You're back with the Power Hour. The fabulous Natasha sitting in her customary seat looking good. And, of course, the magic man making everything happen. One of my friends, personal friends, all-around good guy, tremendous performer, musician, the great Jonathan Butler, our musical guest host today. Our second straight week with Jonathan. And it seems that every time we bring on a brand new musician for Zach, he says, I just got to have that. We're broadening your musical education, huh, Zach?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Well, I promised you guys a special guest, and we're going to live up to it. A very, very special guest, Dr. Randall Whitmire. And if you haven't heard of that name, that means you don't live in the Southwest or Phoenix, because he is a very well-known chiropractor. Has worked on race car drivers and athletes and everyday folks. I mean, the thing that impresses me about Dr. Whitmire is that he talks about the wellness lifestyle. In other words, he's not looking for a chiropractic as just a way of curing what ails you at the moment, but something that's part of an overall view of wellness and balance and health and fitness. So I want to let him explain to you exactly what that means. He uses a very unique method. Instead of grabbing you and popping your neck and your shoulders and all that stuff around, he uses what's called the activator method. Now, I'm going to let him explain that to you and how it works, why he chose that. So without any further ado, let's welcome to the Power Hour, Dr. Randall Whitmire. Randall, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Mac. I appreciate you inviting me on the show today. And as I was saying before, you've been a big part of my life, and the history of you and I going back a long time, and the advice I've gotten, and we used to ride motorcycles together one day a week,
right.
And I used to listen to you, and I put a lot of what you told me in the practice, and just publicly I'd like to thank you for making my life a better place and helping the patients that I refer over. And as far as, you know, the question you asked, or the activator methods, I hurt my back in sports when I was in high school, and a friend of mine was getting migraines and said to me, listen, I'm going to a chiropractor. My father had migraines. This guy is taking care of our headaches. Why don't you go with me and see if he can help your back? And I was all set, pre-med, to be just a family practice doctor. And he took me to the chiropractor, and within a couple of weeks, I felt so much better that I completely changed career paths, much to my parents' dismay at the time. They were all ready for another MD in the family, and I said, nope, I'm going to go to chiropractic college. So that's what I did. And the instrument adjusting that I had in high school was the activator. And since I got such great results when I got to college, I focused in on that. And after I got out, became an instructor with the activator method. It's my favorite technique. I think it's the most specific. It's very gentle. Helps a great deal of people. We get a lot of our referrals from family practice physicians because of the safety of the instrument adjusting.
Yeah.
And it just works great.
You know what? You answered actually a couple of my questions. I love it. I was going to ask you, of course, about the activator, but my very first question was going to be, how did you get into chiropractic? And you answered that. You know what, Randall? This is something that I did not know. I mean, of all the years that we've known each other, and like you said, you know, ridden motorcycles around and sat and had dinner in the middle of our ride and chat and catch up and talk about, you know, the world's challenges and solve all them, of course.
That's right.
Yeah.
Right.
But I did not know that's how you got into. Let me give the people a little background. Now, Randall was born in D.C., Washington, D.C.
That's correct.
And I'm not sure, but I think I recall from reading somewhere that you attended Palmer Chiropractic College, which is one of the top colleges for chiropractic in the nation. Is that true?
At the time, I've been around the block here a little bit, as you can tell from my graying hair. But when I went to Palmer, that was kind of considered the Harvard of chiropractic colleges.
Uh-huh.
It was at the time the most difficult to get into. And at the time, I just thought it was the best education. And quite honestly, it was where my chiropractor had gone to. So I just kind of followed in his footsteps.
Now, okay, you start talking about the activator method. Describe for our listeners, and because there are a lot of people listening out there who may have not just specific injuries, but as we discussed earlier, I think that chiropractic is something that can be part of an overall wellness lifestyle, which you have always encouraged before. Describe for everyone exactly how the activator works.
The activator not only is an instrument for correcting the subluxations, which are misalignments of the vertebra, it is a whole analysis that goes with your leg length. And we want your legs equal when you're in a standing position, or we check you when you're laying on your stomach. So we want your legs equal there. And we have a series of tests that we run through that isolate any of the misalignments in your spine, and then the activator gently taps that misalignment back into its normal position.
Uh-huh. Now, how does that help the patient?
Anytime you have a misalignment, the subluxation, whichever level that happens to be in your spine, that particular nerve goes to some part of your body. So most people can understand, my low back, something's misaligned, I have a pinched nerve, if you will, so my low back hurts. Most people can get their mind around that. Now, what that same nerve root may also go to your bladder, may go to your colon. So mm-hmm. A lot of people will come in, they won't tell me they're constipated,
yeah.
They won't tell me they're having bladder issues or any of those things. They just usually, hey, my back hurts.
Mm-hmm.
Then a week or two later, after we've been treating them, they go, you know, doc, I used to be constipated all the time, and since I've been seeing you, everything works great. Or digestive issues a little further up,
sure.
Your back, an irritation there can cause heartburn or digestive issues. So, of course, that's not the only thing that can cause these issues, but chiropractic, by alleviating the nerve or from the brain to that specific organ, helps correct that and make everything function at 100%.
Now, when you say wellness lifestyle, talk a little bit about that in its relationship with chiropractic.
In relation to chiropractic, I tell people that a chiropractor to me is kind of like a dentist for your teeth, I'm for your spine. And the wellness lifestyle is, there are many pieces to a puzzle for your health. And I'm only one of the pieces. I think anybody that thinks they've got the market on healthcare for one specific thing is just got too much ego. I am one piece. What you eat is a huge piece, mm-hmm. staying hydrated, exercise and stretching, all those are pieces to that wellness. I just have the one where I take care of the misalignments. I make sure that your frame and nervous system are working. Thomas Edison said, "The doctor of the future will give no drugs, but will look to the care of the human frame, diet, and exercise for the prevention and cure of disease."
And he's right on, right on. Now, for those who are wondering, how can you best choose the chiropractor for you? What method should they use to find out if the chiropractor in their area is good, thinks about it the way you do in terms of wellness, and that it's one part, that it's not a cure-all for everything, that it's one part with the diet and the stretching and attitudinally, as you just talked about? What can they do to choose, or what should they look for when they're talking to a chiropractor to see if that's the one they should select?
Well, that is a bit of a trick because, as you know, there's not really a registry on all of those facets. However, Activator Methods does have their own website that doctors at least mm-hmm. have to take tests so that you're proficiency rated or advanced proficiency rated to even be on their website.
Now, how do they find out the doctors that are proficiency rated in the use of the Activator, and where are they, and how might they be contacted?
You go to activator.com.
Okay, spell it out for us.
ACTIVATOR.com.
Okay.
.com. And it's really simple. No matter where you're really in the world, it's a worldwide technique. If you're in the United States, you would put in your zip code, and they'll pull up the doctors that have passed the exams that are closest to you. And then I learned a thing from you. Hey, there's nothing wrong with making an appointment and going in and interviewing your doctor.
Well, you know, I've always believed in doing it that way, because face-to-face contact is sometimes the best. When you look someone right in the eye, you're going to find out exactly what they're saying and see if they're practicing what they're preaching. And that's what I like about Randy, because he does practice what he preaches. Randall is in my gym at least 3 times a week, and you know, just so that he too can represent the lifestyle that he's expecting his patients to follow through on, and that he's an example to follow. Now, if you're in Phoenix or if you're in the area and you want to stop by and you want to meet Dr. Whitmire, or you want to be treated by him, his office is centrally located in Phoenix at 4250 East Camelback Road, Suite K105 in Phoenix. His telephone number is 602-954-6200. And you're not going to find a better staff around anywhere. I don't care if you're in what kind of office you're in. They're very, very attentive. They're very quick. You'll get in to see him. He keeps his appointment timed. Doesn't keep you waiting for such a long time. And I will certainly recommend Dr. Whitmire. You know, one of the things I told you I wanted you to talk about on the show today, and we've got just a few minutes left, I want you to spend a couple minutes talking about some of the more common things that you find that you treat using chiropractic on a weekly basis.
The most common would be low back pain.
Okay.
As a matter of fact, low back pain is second in any doctor visit next to the common cold in the amount of frequency. So low back pain would have to be number one on the list. Probably number two is headaches. We see, neck pain rather, then headaches. And like I said, what we try to do is we realign the spine. Then if we can get people to stretch and exercise, going back to my dentist analogy, same thing as if you brush and you floss and you get your teeth cleaned, you're probably going to have good teeth for many years. I remember seeing a billboard that said, "Ignore your teeth and they'll go away." And it's the same thing with your spine. If you stretch, you exercise, it's not only getting you out of pain. Once you're out of pain, then we go to maintenance and periodic adjustments, just like rotating the tires, changing the oil. Let's make sure your spine is in its normal alignment, and they know that degenerative processes or arthritis speeds down, and you're just healthier.
Now, do you give your patients any tips or aids in terms of things they should do on a daily basis, tips about how to use their legs for picking things up or going up and down stairs and things like that? Do you give them helpful hints and things like that?
Absolutely. You know, one of the most common things nowadays is people have office injuries where they're in their computer all the time when it's not in the right position. Their office chairs are too high, too low, the monitors are not placed correctly, things like that. So we do a little counseling, and then I attended the Red Cross Protect Your Back classes on how to lift and some stretching and all of the things that work to just prevent the injuries.
Well, gang, there you have it. The reason I wanted Dr. Whitmire on the show, in addition to my being a good friend and I believing in the work that he does, is I want you guys to understand that there's another tool that you have. If you can select the right person, someone like Dr. Whitmire, who's very caring about your overall wellness, a lifestyle of wellness, a lifestyle of health, and not waiting until something is so far gone that it's always in crisis mode. Do you agree with that, Randy?
I agree. When you're talking about the lifestyle, there's a book out there called The 100-Year Lifestyle, and that they said that we should all be centurions. If you eat right, exercise, stretch, and get adjusted, expect to live 100 years.
There you go, the 100-year lifestyle. I love that. Again, we've had of our guest today, Dr. Randy Whitmire, located in Phoenix, Arizona, at 4250 East Camelback Road, Suite K105 in Phoenix, with a phone number of 602-954-6200. Dr. Randall Whitmire. You can go online to WhitmireChiropractic.com to find out even more information and answer more questions. I mean, questions like, questions about subluxation, what that means in your vertebra, how he does adjustments, and just so much information on his website. It's very well laid out. So, Randy, thanks for being a guest on the Power Hour. Appreciate you taking the time.
Thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
All right, we'll see you soon, my friend.
Have a great day.
Bye now. Okay, gang, there you have it. Dr. Whitmire, someone that I've been looking to get on the show for quite some time. And if this sounds like an endorsement of chiropractic, it is. Because I think that chiropractic is another tool that you can use. I want to caution you, nothing not coming in to work out with me, and certainly not drug therapy or just surgeries, nothing is a cure all in itself. Having an overall view of wellness and health and using all the tools at your disposal. And certainly, chiropractic is one of those. All right, we're listening a little bit more to Jonathan Butler. It's now 35 minutes past the hour, gang. As usual, when we have our guests, we're running a little bit behind, but we have time to do the things we want. We're going to cut our break really, really short. Stay right where you are. We're coming back with working hard, some of the elements of working hard, and one of the tricks that most millionaires employed to become self-made millionaires. And of course, our main topic today, 7 steps to a balanced life. I'm Mac Newton. Fabulous Natasha is sitting there with her notepad at the ready. And of course, the magic man, always making things work. We'll be right back in.
Hi everyone, this is Zach Geist, also known as the Magic Man. The Power Hour is brought to you by Newton Fitness Online, the same high conditioning and training that Mac Newton provides in his beautiful Central Phoenix, Arizona location is now available to you online, 24 hours a day. It couldn't be easier. Just log on to MacNewton.com and go to Mac's gym. Yep, his gym is online now. Just go and select your fitness level and go to class. Okay, don't put it off. Go to MacNewton.com now, check it out, and get in the best shape of your life.
Hey, gang, welcome back. Oh, that sounds good.
Definitely loving the CD.
Yeah. So soothing. Soothe the savage beast.
Have you had the chance to go to South Africa ever?
I never have been to South Africa.
I'd really love to get down there.
One of my goals is to go to West Africa, where my mother is from, to Ghana. Yeah. Well, gang, welcome back. Did you see yesterday where Lance Armstrong retired? Retirement again, 2.0. He retired again.
Officially.
But, you know, he's only 39. I mean, he'll have to keep riding. I hope he does, for his sake. He meant so much to cycling, and he raised so much money for the awareness of cancer and cancer prevention and for cancer sufferers. No matter what you think of Lance Armstrong, and if you think he was doing drugs to win, to help him in his winning Tour de France, you cannot deny his unbelievable efforts in raising cancer awareness and getting people involved in cancer research and how much money he raised for it. You got to respect that and see. Hey, before the break, gang, I told you we were going to bring you some information, and Lisa just walked into the studio. So what's the story? When are we doing it?
February 22nd and 23rd.
There you have it. Blair Singer and I are going to do a goal-setting program on February 22nd and February 23rd, which is next Tuesday and Wednesday. This is a one-of-a-kind, never-been-done-before type of a program, gang. A goal-setting program with Blair Singer. Go online, www.lvmgoalsettingprogram, all one word, the letter LVM, and then goalsettingprogram.com. It's going to combine all the experience that I have and all the experience in sales and producing a personal results of Blair Singer in this two-session program. And I can guarantee you it's going to change your life. Not just for a good month, a good 3 months, not even a good year, but for a lifetime. All right, now, all you'll need to do is contact Jan at area code 805-217-9425. All right, now, it's being limited to 200 users. Basically, what you'll do is this is going to be a phone conferencing program. One of a kind. I know you would love it. A goal-setting program with Blair Singer and myself next week, next Tuesday, and next Wednesday. All right, as I said before the break, we're going to come back and talk to you guys about working, becoming a hard worker, and also the 7 steps to a more balanced life, which Natasha is just chomping at the bit to get over there. Start talking. I want to make my notes on this. I'm ready for that.
I'm ready.
I know you are, darling. I know you are. Several years ago, I was approached by a young man after a seminar. And he said to me, "Mr. Newton, you have a reputation as a hard worker. You have a reputation of not shirking the work, not only in the final inch, but not at all." And he says, "How many hours do you put in every day?" And I looked at him and smiled, and I said, "Well, I work a half day every day." And he goes, "A half day, that's it?" "Yeah, I just put in a half day, 12 hours. He goes, "Yeah, 12 hours minimum." You know, I have studied human achievement. And one of the things I found out is that everything you do, whether it's your relationship, your health, is positively impacted by hard work. There's nothing that will bring you results and bring you to the attention of your superiors faster than you developing the reputation and the habit of being a hard worker. You know, it's like when you work longer and you work harder, you will without question impress the people who are in a position to help you and accelerate your career. When you get the reputation of being a hard worker. I have an article in front of me by Dr. Thomas Stanley. And he's written several books about self-made millionaire. And one of his books is called The Millionaire Mind. And in that book, he conducted several studies in where he interviewed dozens of self-made millionaires in America. And almost every single one of them told him that their success was due more to hard work than to any other factor. Now, quote from Dr. Thomas Stanley. He says, conventional wisdom says that students who get straight A's blow the roof off the SAT, go to Ivy League colleges. Those are the people who become millionaires. Not so fast. Not so fast, says Dr. Stanley. He says that the average millionaire in America today, self-made millionaire, made B's and C's in college. Their average SAT score was 1190. Not even good enough to get into many of the top-notch universities. In fact, most millionaires were told that they were not intellectually gifted, not smart enough to succeed. Dr. Stanley goes on to say that he finds no correlation between SAT scores, grade point averages, and economic achievement thereafter. Absolutely none. Now, he said, admittedly, there are some very bright people in the data, but not that many. Now, this is not an argument against education. This is not an argument against a study and achievement and getting good grades. What this is a statement about the power of becoming a hard worker. In this country, a normal work week is considered to be 40 hours. However, in my opinion, 40 hours is just enough for survival. If all you do is work 40 hours, all you get is enough money to survive. I mean, you tread water, you stay even, but you don't go anywhere. You don't break out. You don't move ahead. You don't get into the fast track. No, not on only 40 hours a week. Every hour over 40, either in actual work or preparation that you put in, is an investment in yourself. If you're only working 40 hours a week, you're just not serious about fulfilling your potential. I'm sorry. You're just not serious. The number of hours over 40, now that's where you start keeping track of. The number of hours over 40 that you put in, now that is a direct indication of exactly how serious you are. 50, a little bit more, 60, you're serious, 70. Now you're serious about being your best. To me, it seems the harder you work, the luckier you get. When you work hard toward a goal that's important to you, you open up a vast storehouse of opportunities for yourself, and you're going to bring people, opportunities, situations, and resources to yourself that would never come any other way. You know? So, again, the name of the book, The Millionaire Mind. And I tell you, he studied it doesn't say exactly how many people, but there are several, but he did study. I see what he's saying here. His first book was called The Millionaire Next Door. The Millionaire Next Door. And it was published in 1996. And it was on the New York bestseller list for 150 weeks. Now, in The Millionaire Mind, his second book, he studied even richer people, the top 1% of millionaires. And these people had an average net worth of $9 million. The average multimillionaire in his study, 54 years of age. Wow. And had gone broke in business an average of 18 times. and almost none of them credit their success to being smart. They say that the keys to success are being honest, disciplined, and getting along well with people, and working hard. Now, there you have it. Not just from me, but people who've made a study of hard work and commitment over a long period of time. All right, this is not an argument against working smart and good grades. This is an argument for hard work. All right, gang, it is exactly 15 minutes before the hour. Just enough time, the right amount of time for me to make sure Natasha has what she needs today, because she wants those seven steps, don't you, darling?
Absolutely.
You want those seven steps to
them.
A balanced life. She
I
wants
want
them.
A balanced life.
She wants seven great. She wants seven steps. All right, and I'm going to give them to you. I'm going to start right now. I think this is, there are lots of programs that I've come up with over the years, but I think this is truly one of the best. And I'm going to give credit where it's due here. This is some information that I've accumulated over the years from my good friend, Brian Tracy. And Brian Tracy is one of the most brilliant men that I've ever had the opportunity to talk to and work with. He's an author, a lecturer. He's a salesman. He's a businessman. He's a person who's not only does he want to be successful himself, but he wants to share his success with so many others. It's infectious. Very cool guy. Anyway, I've listened and read his material so much that I've been able to share this now with you. Here are the seven steps for a balanced life. Number one, your life gets better only when you get better. You know, you've heard me say many times, Zach, don't be sorry, be better. When you get better, your life gets better. So many people are spending time being sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I didn't mean it. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Don't be sorry. Be better. Your outer world is always a direct reflection of your inner world. If you want to improve the quality of your outer world, you must work intently on your inner self.
Yeah, I like that saying when you said that.
What's that? What are you talking about? I'm sorry.
Don't be sorry. Be better.
Don't be. And I'll say it as soon as I hear someone say, oh, I'm sorry. And I'll scream, don't be sorry. Be better. What does sorry do for me? What does sorry do for you? Nothing. What does being better do for you? A lot. What does being better do for me? A lot. And your life gets better only when you get better. So when people ask me, what can I do to build a business like yours? What can I do to be successful like you? You know, I say, get real good at what you do. Get better, get better, get better, get better, get better. Get better at what you do. Simply get better. And because there's no limit on how much better you can get, there's no limit on how much better you can make your life. Whether it's your relationship, your job, there's no limit on how much better. See, some people have a limit on how much better they think they can get. Well, I've gotten better each of the last 3 years. I'm sure that's all I can do. Wrong. There's no limit on creativity. There's no limit on improvement. It's limitless. Okay? It's limitless. It's infinite. Number two, it doesn't matter where you're coming from. All that really matters is where you're going. So many people get caught up in the mistakes they made in the past. They get caught up in the stuff that didn't work. They get caught up in the bad decisions that they made, the bad choices in the past. Those choices can't be undone. No, we can go on and make new choices, which will take us in a different direction. Set new goals. Match those goals with our values and our principles and morals. But we cannot relive the past. We can only live in the present and prepare for the future. Never allow yourself to get caught up and held back by events that have already occurred. Most people, remember I said, we were talking about worry just a couple weeks ago, Zach, and I said 45% of everything that people worry about has already happened.
Absolutely.
45% of everything that people worry about is already in the past, already happened. Over, and they'll be slowed down, held back, and sometimes stopped dead in their tracks by stuff that they can do absolutely nothing about it. What do you do about the past? I'll tell you what you do. You learn from it, and then you let it go. If you have to, take it out in the backyard and bury it. Okay? And take the shovel and put it into a room and lock it and then throw away the key. Resolve to keep yourself focused on the future. Become optimistic and future-oriented. That's where all winners are. Focused on where you're going. And because your future is only limited by your imagination, then there is no limit to your future. There are no limits to what you can achieve in the months and years ahead of your life. That's one of the things you've learned hanging around me, Natasha, is that my imagination is limited. And I'm not, you know, bragging because I always tell her this, but, you know, it always cracks me up when Natasha will look at me and she says, you know, when it comes to come up with stuff, you're just genius. Have you said that to me before?
Oh, of course.
She said it to me many, many times.
You are genius.
Well, thank you, dear. But I tell you what, it was not something that I ever heard when I was in school. I don't remember one teacher telling me that I possessed that kind of imagination or creativity or genius potential. But everyone listening to my voice right now has exactly the same thing, if not more. To the degree you can imagine it, or to the degree you can let go of the past. Number three, anything worth doing well, it's worth doing really badly at first. Okay? Anything worth doing well is worth doing poorly at the outset. Everything is hard before it gets easy. Nothing starts out being easy. And if it does start out being easy, it doesn't have much value. It's not going to bring a lot of value to your life. A primary reason that people don't realize their full potential is that they'll start off with something new, a new challenge, and then when it doesn't work perfectly the first time out, they quit and go back to their old lower level of performance. You see, I asked a lady in my gym just the other day, I said, do you have more experience being fat and out of shape or being trim and in shape? She said, fat and out of shape. So every time you get scared and stop doing things that are taking you toward being slim and in shape and healthy, where are you automatically going to go back to? Automatically. You're always going to go back. So you've got to be able to tolerate doing it poorly for a long time and tolerating failure and making it better step by step until you eventually get better. Almost every day you see me sit down, Natasha, and do in the kitchen and pick up what?
Guitar.
My guitar. And some days you can tell. I mean, you know about music. You're a singer. You can tell a lot of days I'm struggling over there, aren't I?
I think you're fabulous.
She's being nice to me. Well, a lot of days I struggle. I struggle with it, and I embrace how lousy it is sometimes because I know I'm not going to give up. I know I'm not going to stop. And anything worth doing well at some point in the future, it's worth doing poorly right now. You know, perfect practice does make perfection, but you've got to keep working and working at it to make what you're doing and what you're ultimately practicing better and better all the time. So practice makes perfect. But perfect practice makes perfection. Okay? So if it's worth doing well in the future, it's worth doing poorly right now. Tolerate that and keep making your practice better and better and better. And then as it gets better and better, you keep practicing more and more, and pretty soon it'll be something you can show off. All right. Okay? Number four. You are only as free as your options. You're only as free as the number of well-balanced or well-developed alternatives that you have available to you. The dangerous person is a person with only one option. One of the greatest human needs is personal freedom. And your freedom is determined primarily by the number of options that you have. If you're only locked into one thing, one cell, one room, one shirt, you don't... You're not very free. You're only as free as your options. And your freedom is largely determined by your choices. The choices that you have, the choices that you make. The more options you have, the greater freedom, the greater self-confidence, the greater courage you also have. You should be continually developing new options by goal setting throughout your career. Never just hang all your hopes for success on just one possibility. And always be open to change. Change creates more options. You're only as free as your options. Number five, it's important for you to realize that within every problem or difficulty that you experience, that you have, there is a seed for an equal or greater benefit to you. But most people want to run away from their problems rather than to look at that problem for the valuable lesson that could be contained within it. I'll say it again. Within every problem or difficulty that you experience, there is a seed in it of equal or greater return to you. If you will look for the good in every problem, look for the valuable lesson, look for something you can gain from every difficulty, you'll always find it. But most people close their eyes to problems. They run away from them. They don't want to see them. They just hope they go away. No, open your eyes. Don't be afraid. Say, I am unafraid. And you'll open your eyes and look at that problem. That's why I told my class this morning. I had them repeat after me. I had them say, I am unafraid. Say it with me. I am unafraid. Say it again. I am unafraid. And you'll look at that problem. You'll be unafraid. And you're going to see things that you couldn't see before because you were afraid. Afraid to look at it. Afraid to see what it may say about you. Number six. You can learn anything you need to learn to achieve any goal that you have already set for yourself. What I'm saying there, gang, is that if you have the ability to see a goal, if you've been given an opportunity to see it, you will have also have been given at the exact same moment the ability to make it happen. You'll not be given the ability to see a possibility, to make a goal without having the wherewithal to bring that goal into reality if it's at all possible. I think you are a learning organism. We all are. Anything that anyone else has learned, you can learn it too. I've got a question for you, Zach. You've heard me say it before, so you know the answer. It's very easy. Is there anyone else ever in the history of the world who has been successful at a goal similar or the same as the one you're set for yourself with your perceived limitations? In other words, is there anyone who has the limitations you think you have that have been successful doing what you want to do? The answer is?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. The answer is always yes. The answer is always yes. Always yes. And if someone else has been successful doing it, I can do it too. I can do it too. You can acquire any kind of knowledge, develop any skill you need to rise to the top of your field. I remember once, you see, Natasha, how I got that little bend, little break in my little finger. You see that, Zach? It won't straighten out. Something I got over years of Taekwondo, and, you know, hitting boards and things like that. And for years I said, you know, I'll never be really a fast player because that finger won't work right. Until I heard a speech and I heard someone use that statement. Has anyone ever been successful? In other words, saying to me, has anyone ever become a fast player with your perceived limitations? And all I could think of was Django Reinhardt, who became an incredibly fast player, and he only had two fingers.
That's who I was thinking of as well.
And he only had two fingers. His hand was run over and mangled by a horse-drawn cart. He was a gypsy. And with that, he was able to create today's system of octave playing that is renowned and creates beautiful music today. So the answer again, as it always is, yes. And in fact, he did that with far less than this. Number seven. The only real limits on what you can do are the limits you accept in your own mind. Number seven is, the only real limits on you and what you can do are the limits that you accept in your own mind for you. I think it was Shakespeare who said, and maybe he wrote it in Hamlet. He said, nothing is, but thinking makes it what it is. Your thinking. You know, today the common thing is, what is? I hate it when I hear that. Well, you know, what is? How do you know what is? What is? You know what is? My thinking makes what is. I can't do anything about that because it's what it is. What is? Well, you know what? I'm 6'1". That's what is. Okay? I'm left-handed. That's what is. But you know what, though? I can do anything with my right hand that I want to because my thinking can make it what it is. So the only real limits on what you can do or what you can be are the limits you accept in your own mind.
Self-imposed.
Limitations. Nothing is, folks. But your thinking makes what it is. What it is. I told you we have a great show. I told you that.
Yeah, it, you promised
I promised a good show. I delivered too. No doubt about it. I love that show. I love it. Ooh, talk to me. Talk to me, Jonathan. Oh, talk to me. And right on time, gang, it is now exactly 6 o'clock all around the world. Starting out from right here in beautiful downtown Phoenix, Arizona. As we always do at this point in time, we're going to say, be true to yourself, okay? I'm also going to tell you what that means. It means let your words and your behaviors match. Let your thoughts and your behaviors harmonize. Yeah, that's being true to you. I always say be good to yourself. Treat yourself like you like yourself. Save your best behavior for you and those you love. Don't just bring out your best behavior for strangers. Save it for those close to you. And I want to say thanks also to Bob Adlock, the man who first thought we could put the Power Hour on TV. And we're back. Pat McMahon, my mentor. JC, my co-host forever. JB, we still miss you, my brother. And, of course, the fabulous Natasha looking beautiful. You want to see her? Go online. Check her out. And we're going to get her singing here before you know it, and you will be in for a treat. You know what? I'm going to describe her voice for you. It's a big voice. I mean, she's only about 5'4".
5'5".
Oh, she's going to argue for about a quarter inch. I measured you once, girl. You weren't 5'5".
I'm 5'5".
All right. I'm not going to argue with that. 5'5". Yeah. And you see that? I'm 5'5". Can't get her to speak up any other time, but call her 5'4". But when she opens her mouth, that voice comes out as huge. And sometimes huge voices aren't pleasant. But hers is. We'll hear it one day. Yes. All right, gang, my name is Mac Newton. This has been the Power Hour. Hopefully we'll see you next week. I want you guys to have a great week. And take some of the things I said to heart. See if it works for you. Send me an email at 7seven@macnewton.com. Peace. 3, 2, 1. The Mac Daddy is out.